Box A, Chapter 2 Goals. Greetings, and welcome to Lecture 2. In this lecture, we will learn about four core concepts: logic, conditional statements, loops, and arrays. Often in programming, you will need to form logical expressions which evaluate to a truth value, that is, a true or false value. Logical expressions in programming are primarily used in conjunction with condition statements and loops, which we will now talk about. Conditional statements allow our programs to make decisions based on the current state of the program. For example, often in a program, you will want to say, if some logical expression is true, then execute this code. A conditional statement is essentially an if-then statement, and as you can see, you will need to be able to form logical expressions in order to make a conditional statement. On the other hand, loops are used to repeat C++ statements a variable number of times. For example, you might want to have the program repeatedly execute some code so long as some condition is met. As a concrete example, you may want to repeatedly shuffle a deck of cards in a card game, or you may want to repeatedly pull the mouse and keyboard for input. In fact, typically, a game is enclosed in one big loop called the game loop. The game loop repeatedly updates the graphics, the physics, the artificial intelligence, and checks for user input, just to name a few things. Finally, arrays are used to store a number of elements in a container type variable. For example, we could declare an array of type float with 100 elements. We can then use the array name and an index to refer to each of the individual float elements in the array. This is useful because in any non-trivial program, we will have a lot of data, and it would be tedious to declare hundreds, if not thousands, of variables with different names. Arrays bypass this problem by allowing us to allocate memory for a specified number of elements using a single variable array name at once. It is worth mentioning that logical statements, conditional statements, loops, and arrays are fundamental to just about any programming language out there. You cannot get far without these language features. Box B, relations. The relational operators are fairly straightforward because you are probably already familiar with the concepts from your high school algebra classes. The relational operators allow us to determine some elementary relationships between variables. For example, given two variables, x equals 15 and y equals 7, what can we say about them? For starters, we can say that they are not equal. Moreover, we can say x is greater than y, or y is less than x. The C++ relational operators allow us to say these types of things in code. Note that relational operations are a type of Boolean expression, that is, an expression that evaluates to a truth value, that is, true or false values. For example, when speaking of equality, the two objects being related either are equal or they are not equal. Box C, the C++ relational operators. C++ has six relational operators. Box C shows four of them. The first is the equal operator, which is used to test whether or not two values are equal. More specifically, this operator returns true if the two operands are equal, otherwise it returns false. Recall that one single equal sign is the assignment operator. Consequently, C++ uses a double equal sign to test equality. The not equal operator is just the opposite. It returns true if the two operands are not equal. Otherwise, it returns false. The less than operator returns true if the left-hand operand is less than the right-hand operator. Otherwise, it returns false. Finally, the greater than operator returns true if the left-hand operand is greater than the right-hand operand. Otherwise, it returns false. Box D, the C++ relational operators continued. We conclude this slide with the last two relational operators, which you are already familiar with, no doubt, from elementary mathematics. The less than or equals operator returns true if the left-hand operand is less than or equals the right-hand operator. Otherwise, it returns false. The greater than or equals operator returns true if the left-hand operand is greater than or equals the right-hand operator. Otherwise, it returns false. We will see some examples of evaluating relational operators on the next slide.